Storytelling for Marketers, the most in-depth instruction kit anywhere. Part 1. Jimmy's heart is in the seat of his pants. He wipes his brow and refreshes the page for a third time. It's not a lie. There's no mistake, no technical glitch. His head shakes. Why should he believe it? Nobody had visited his content for the last 3 days. But those stats are still there. They haven't moved or changed. It's not an error. He's sure now. But how? Storytelling. Content doesn't have to read like the above to propel your traffic to Dimension Wonderland. There are a space load of different ways to draw readers into your content, and we're going to give them to you, alongside plans, strategies, and a dumper truck's worth of valuable storytelling instruction. So, you've got no story? Einstein will find one for you. No creativity? We'll drag it out of you. No clue where to start? You're in the right place. Stick with us as we transverse swamps, whip up offices, and crystallize pie-in-the-sky ideas. And you too can boost traffic, increase return readership, and pump an unwieldy surplus of gut-wrenching energy into your content. Why storytelling? If you're asking that question, you've arrived late to the party. But that's cool. Einstein's that slick guy in the corner who's prepared to wrap his arm around a newbie and explain why everybody wants to talk to him. Let's start with something really simple. People crave stories. You've read to this sentence because you want the full story. You're already consumed by how this is going to turn out, what's next, what you're going to learn, and what it'll do for your digital strategy. The answer to all those questions will become apparent. Did you know about a third of your day is spent daydreaming? Everyone does it. And yes, we know how to dropkick a stat right into the heart of your flow. So what exactly are you daydreaming about? Stories. Just because it's about minor irritation in your life, or your spouse, or something you're looking forward to, it doesn't mean it's not a story. Stories are all around us. They're everywhere. Open your last unread email. There's a story behind that. Look at the person closest to you. How did they get there? What are they eating for lunch? Where did they buy their socks? They're all stories. Sure, they won't win any awards, but who cares? Somebody will associate with them. Big benefits. Anyone can pump out stats, unrelated posts, matter-of-fact content, but will anyone read it? Their mother might. Maybe they'll tell them it's good too, but the rest of us will quietly ignore it. Why? It doesn't do things that visitors demand from 21st century content. Here's a little list of juicy stuff readers want. Spoiler alert, we find them all in storytelling content. 1. Relatable. Can your audience relate to your content? Maybe you're solving their problems or giving away a huge portion of valuable information, but if you're not explaining it in a relatable way, readers will give up before they've even got to the good stuff. 2. Relationship building. Does your reader feel closer, more attached to you after reading your content? First dates can be fun. Well, sometimes. They can also be awkward, horrible, and leave you never wanting to see that person again. If you're writing content without a story, your visitors are basically going on the first date with you every time they visit. 3. Engaging and emotional. How does your content make your audience feel? Your audience will return if you can stir emotion in them. Make them smile and they'll think you're funny. Show empathy, compassion, or warm their heart and they'll think you're genuine. Make them sad and they'll think you're relatable. Do this and you'll be more than a faceless entity on the other side of the screen. You'll be real. Got it? Good. So, now you want to be more like Jimmy. Remember him? The guy sitting at his computer gawping at the results on his screen? Pick up a pen and paper and prepare yourself for lesson one. Lesson one. Before we can paint a scenery and create a plot, we need to focus on our main character. This is not true for the novels you read on your commute or books you adored as a child. They're probably focused on plot first. But we're content marketers, so screw them. Nobody's going to give us a Nobel Prize for a blog series anyway. An awesome main character, or protagonist, will achieve all the things we want from our content. Relate, build relationships, engage, and evoke emotion. Creating one is easy. All you need to do is use these two options. You or your target customer. You. Now, you doesn't necessarily mean you. Yes, we know it's confusing, but stick with us. You can be your business, your staff, your product, your brand, your logo, basically anything that's on your side of the fence. Using you as your protagonist provides instant relation to your target market. It takes your relationship from zero to one, and if told well, can engage and invoke emotion in your audience. Here's a video ad example of you, protagonist, your target market. Who could evoke more emotion than a character who faces the same hardships as your target market every day? By the way, when we say target market, we aren't talking about the whole 5 million of them. A target market protagonist is the personification of them all. If you've got your customer avatar handy, use that. If you've got your empathy map filled in, even better. Go to einsteinmarketer.com to get yours. Or use a current or previous customer, if they'll give you permission. When using a target market protagonist, drive straight to the heart of their pain points. This will engage your audience's attention like nothing else. They'll have to know how the story ends. And when they feel like that, you've got their attention. From there, you can take them anywhere you want. Here's a video ad example of your target market protagonist. So that's the end of lesson one. What were you expecting? 25,000 words? You'd never have got this far if we gave you it all in one hit, and you wouldn't have had time to get your protagonist in order. We suggest you go away, create numerous, you'll need more than one, characters for both you and your target market, and then check back to our blog in a few days. We're coming back with template structures, examples on how to write content stories, storytelling features that will make your audience beg for more, and where to use them to maximize results. We'll see you there. By the way, this is not the end. It's just the end of the beginning. Did you enjoy this content? Perhaps there's something you'd like advice about. Leave us a comment below or send us a message on Facebook, and we'll reply as soon as our social media manager has stopped talking about Chelsea FC. You've been listening to Einstein Marketer. We hope you enjoyed the content. Please add us on all of your social media channels. Einstein Marketer is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Medium, Tumblr, Pinterest, and LinkedIn.